Weekday Wake Up on SBI Radio, Swift 98, and The Spur. Let's head into this hour's guest interview segment this morning and learning more about the Star Valley Auto Club, a fairly new group in the Star Valley community that's doing some great things for charity and putting on some pretty fun shows as well. In studio today is Frank Vargas and also Crystal Fredrickson with the Star Valley Auto Club. Frank, Crystal, good morning. How are you guys today?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Awesome. Awesome. It's summertime. It's time to be outside doing some cool things, and classic cars just kind of resonates with a lot of people. You guys organized the Star Valley Auto Club last year. Tell us about this group and how it came together. Frank, maybe we'll start with you on this.
Well, it started with Jared Heiner, myself, and we kind of went to Crystal and asked her if she wanted to be involved. We thought about just putting on a show that everybody could bring something to. I mean, if you had a kid who had a go-kart, your boat, your whatever, anything that you worked on, it's essentially the working man's car show.
I like that. That's the auto club and not car club then.
Correct.
It's more than just classic cars.
Correct.
Like. Very cool. So, Crystal, they came to you with this idea. Obviously, you hopped on board, huh?
Yeah, a little crazy, but yes. but it's so much fun because it's not just about the classic car. It's about, you know, you've got a nice stereo system. Anything you want to show off that you've worked really hard on. There is a lot of young adults in this community that are pretty happy to show off their items. And we did our first little annual Hot Star Valley Nights last year in the Brolhams parking lot. And we had quite the turnout, honestly, for such short notice. It was pretty amazing.
Now, you put this organization together not only to have some fun and show off things, but it sounds like it's a charitable cause as well. Frank, maybe speak to that a little bit.
Yeah, we decided to make it all well worth it. We decided to just donate everything off of the raffles and whatnot to you know, families in need or charity, anything that needed help. That's what we decided to do with all of our proceeds.
There's always somebody or groups that could use a little extra, right?
Absolutely.
So I think
absolutely.
The cause is great. I love the club. I love the idea that it's more than just classic cars. You can expand it out to everything. You guys were involved last week pretty heavily with the After Freedom Festival. Had quite a few things on display there. You're also involved this week with Independence Day. And Crystal, touch on that. What are you guys doing this week?
Yeah, so we're involved in the parade. So the Afton 4th of July parade is at 5 p.m. Lineup is in the fairgrounds parking lot starting at 4 o'clock. And anybody interested in joining that can turn in a form, or I'm sure we're going to have some just late minute show up. So that's okay too. We will accommodate for that as well. And then we're inviting anybody that wants to come show off their car all day on the 4th. We will be set up down throughout Salt River Soapworks parking lot, the Domino's area, as far as also the parking lot across the street and the Afton car wash. So anybody that wants to come park a car or truck or whatever down there to show off is more than welcome to. And then they can be part of the parade as well at 5 p.m.
And then, of course, those that don't have anything to show off, that's where you go to see everything that is being shown off.
Exactly.
Yes.
Perfect. So that'll be those vehicles on display during the Afton 4th of July festivities. Of course, they'll be on through the day and then the parade that evening in Afton. In studio today, Frank Vargas and Crystal Fredrickson with the Star Valley Auto Club. What's coming up later this fall? I know this fall is the big event for you guys, Frank.
Well, we have the Star Valley Hot Summer Nights coming up. That's essentially our main event. That's what we started everything off with, and we'd like to keep it annual. And hopefully it turns into a full weekend-type deal. That's what we're looking forward to with it. So,
tell us about Hot Summer Nights. What do you guys do with that?
Well, we raffle. Last year, we couldn't exactly get any food vendors, so Crystal actually did all of the food. She did a phenomenal job, and so everything we made from that we donated. We had a ton of vehicles we didn't really expect. It took up most of the parking lot at Brolhams. It was pretty nice. We just, like I said, it's everybody and anybody who has something that they have worked on and are proud of.
And so you have the show, you have food. Is there a cruise involved with this too? Correct?
There is a cruise. Brad Merritt is the one who organizes that part of everything. But it starts later on in the evening. We'd like the show to go partially through the night eventually, but it it's a fun thing. We do a lot.
Crystal, remind us the date for Hot Summer Nights. When is that coming up? Do you have that set?
Yes, we do. It's August 17th, which also there is the Alpine Car Show that goes on during the day. So ours is in the evening. So basically the idea is that people will roll from Alpine down to Afton. So they can cruise on down and then be part of our car show. And then at some point, Brad takes them on a lead and they do go do a cruise, a little drag through Maine and come back. And we're there till dark. We do have an awesome DJ 307 Music that helps us out a lot. Karen and Jeff are amazing. They help us out a lot with that. So, and thank goodness Brolam's too for, you know, the amazing parking lot that they provide around AV Fanatics and giving us the space to do that. So August 17th in the evening, go check out the Alpine Car Show first during the day and then come check this one out at night.
Very cool. And of course, all of it, as you mentioned, all the proceeds from this go to a charitable cause. Do you guys, are you still working on what you'll be fundraising for, or have you settled on something?
Currently, we're doing the food bank as well as Lucky's Place.
Okay. And so for that event in August, Hot Summer Nights, you can donate and be part of it and enjoy a great event. Frank Vargas and Crystal Fredrickson in studio. Anything we missed about the events coming up or the Auto Club in general you'd like to mention?
The Facebook.
Yeah, we do have a Facebook page. You could essentially on the flyer, you can go on your camera. It'll put you right to the link to the Facebook, the QR code. A couple of more members that we have with us, Blaine McKenzie, Dan Wilson, and as Crystal mentioned, Karen and Jeff Marshall from 307 Music.
Excellent. And if someone wants to be more involved and actually be part of the organization, you still, I'm assuming you'll take some more help, right?
We absolutely will. Give us a shout and we will definitely, we'd love to add to our council. So
yeah, this is a building and growing thing. So there will be eventually memberships involved and awards to give out at these car shows. We're going to need judges and all sorts of things that people want to participate with would be amazing. So follow us on Facebook, and that way you can find out about some other coffee and cruises. We did one at Yankee Doodle a couple weekends ago. So there will be more of that where it's just joining community members together that want to be a part of a fun group.
Excellent. That's Frank Vargas and Crystal Fredrickson with the Star Body Auto Club. Again, you can go see the vehicles on display in Afton during the 4th of July events and during the parade as well. And then stay tuned for more details on Hot Summer Nights coming up in August. That's Frank Vargas and Crystal Fredrickson on the SVI Radio Network.